Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time, Season 1, Episode 16. The title of this episode is Being a Daughter. And the reason why I kind of chose this topic is because, you know, I have two daughters, Talia, age 7, and Kira, age 2. And, you know, raising daughters is something that, you know, I wouldn't say it's a scary thing, but it's just, it can be challenging. You know, I look at my daughters and when I see them, I automatically view them as, you know, when they get older, and then that scares me. But the relationship between a father and daughter is very important. And I wanted to get some perspective about that concept with someone who I know they have a great relationship and speak highly. They have a great relationship with their father and speak highly of them. And her name is Sarah Rudberg, and I'm excited to just chat with her about, you know, her relationship with her dad, what's helped that relationship, maybe some challenges, and get her perspective. And so for any fathers out there or guys that are going to become fathers, I think it's important to take note, especially if you're fathers of daughters, because it's something that is very important. And I think, you know, as men, it can be hard to relate to women just in general. And even when you have daughters, that can be a touchy subject and a scary subject. And I know for me, just early on, what's helped me in my relationship with my daughters is just spending time with them, making sure that I'm setting a great example. You know, you hear that term out there that, you know, daughters, you know, when they date or, you know, eventually marry, they typically marry people that most resemble their father in terms of characteristics and traits. And so I just, knowing that, I don't know if that's true for the professionals out there in that area. If that's true, you know, please send us some comments or info. But with knowing that or my understanding of that, you know, I just try to make sure that I set the best example that I can. And that I'm being a good example of a male in my daughter's life. And so I'm excited to hear what Sarah has to say, to get her insights. And if you're a dad out there, if you've had success or even failures in this area, I want to hear from you. Leave some comments or remarks in the comment section, or follow us as always on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast, and send an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So stick around where we dive into being a daughter, and I'm going to be taking notes, and I hope you take notes as well. All right, peace. Hey, welcome to Deep Part 2, Season 1, Episode 16. I'm here chatting with Sarah Rudberg. Sarah, thanks for joining me.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Awesome. But before we kind of dive into today's topic, I wanted to just give you a couple moments just to share about yourself for those listening.
Yeah. So my name is obviously Sarah Rudberg. I'm a student. Soon to graduate from University of Washington. I'm studying mechanical engineering. I grew up in Yakima, Washington. I was on the east side of the state. And I moved to Seattle my freshman year of high school. And I moved in with my father. And then, yeah, I met David through the Seattle International Christian Church. And it was really awesome to have this opportunity to just talk about stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for sharing. So, yeah, the episode is entitled, you know, Being a Daughter. And I know for you, you know, you mentioned a lot about your relationship with your dad, and, you know, me having, you know, two daughters. You know, I thought it'd be cool to get your perspective on that relationship and kind of chat it up. So for you, how would you describe your relationship with your dad?
I would say that, you know, I mean, not every relationship is perfect, but for sure, I'm definitely a daddy's girl. He's definitely been a huge support in my life. Just has introduced me and taught so much. Like, I wouldn't be in my major, or wouldn't be doing mechanical engineering if it wasn't for all of the different projects and excitements that he showed, just about mechanical things that I was learning in class, or spurring me on to be interested in things like physics. Yeah, so I'm definitely really grateful and close with my dad. We also, not only do we have the same, like, you know, interests as far as like engineering goes, but we also have pretty similar hobbies. I mean, he likes to dirt bike and do all that stuff, but we really like to spend time outdoors. And yeah, so he's definitely like probably my best friend.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. So what do you admire the most about your dad?
I think his work ethic. He is one of the hardest workers I've ever met. And he doesn't ever do anything half-heartedly. He gives his 100% whole heart to whatever task he has decided to pursue. For instance, he has a lot of hobbies, but I feel like some people, when they pursue hobbies, they're like, oh, yeah, it's a hobby, so I'm not that great at it. But when my dad goes after something like dirt biking, he doesn't stop or he doesn't quit until he's the best. Same thing goes for, like, baking pies. Like, he didn't stop. Like, there was a time where he would just always be making pies, and it was great, but he wouldn't stop until he had mastered, till he was satisfied with the results he was getting. So just his desire to be excellent at everything he does, and his eagerness to learn new things is definitely something that I admire most about him.
That's awesome. And just a side note, if he ever gets into another cooking phase, feel free to invite me.
All right.
But so we're talking, you know, obviously about relationship with fathers, and, you know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, no relationship is perfect and, you know, has its challenges. But for you and your relationship with your father, what do you feel like has helped your relationship the most to be, you know, where it is right now?
I think just, you know, forgiveness. I think that, you know, in every relationship, there's definitely an element of you've got to forgive the other person. There are times when, you know, I would be, you know, rebellious, or, you know, just disobedient, or snippy. And he showed me mercy, but he would also, you know, step in. Or whenever there was disagreements, you know, maybe he overreacted or something. There's just, you know, this understanding that we love each other, and that we're able to forgive the other one and start to have fun. Like, I honestly don't think that there was ever more than maybe, I don't know, maybe 30 hours between us feeling upset at one another. Like, we never let bitterness grow up and grow roots. So we forgave and forgot, you know, the things that, no, the areas that I fell short in, the areas that he fell short in. I think forgiveness is probably the biggest thing I can think of, like, in any relationship, but also one with your father. Because especially when daughters with, you know, sons and, or sorry, fathers and daughters, there's, you know, this element of he's a man and he doesn't understand all the things that I feel. And, you know, so it's definitely even different than, like, you know, a mother-daughter relationship. So just giving the other person grace and communicating how you're feeling to the best of your abilities. And it definitely helped for me to cry in front of him. Like, every time I started crying, he would soften up a little bit. So all you daughters out there, tears are definitely a God's gift.
But, yeah, that's true. No, that's awesome. So, you know, I ask this question kind of selfishly for me, but, you know, maybe there's, you know, someone listening that is having a challenge with their relationship with their dad. So what advice would you give? You know, you shared a little bit. What other advice would you give to someone who's maybe having a hard time in the relationship with their father?
I mean, I guess it depends on what they're struggling with, like what the issue's about, or what, you know, like, maybe, like, for somebody who's just not feeling close, like, they just feel like they don't have a close relationship with their dad, definitely for me, like, even though I'm not, you know, a big dirt biker, or, you know, I don't really like to ride like motorcycles and things like that. I would always, well, not always, but there were times that I would go to races and watch him ride his motorcycles. I helped him out the Reno air races because he races his airplane. So I would suggest just really being selfless and doing the things and bonding over the activities that your father likes to do. I know specifically for my dad, I think he's a big quality time person. And so just even doing and spending time doing the things that he enjoys, definitely builds, our relationship.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing. I think, there's a lot of people that, you know, are definitely, you know, feeling in that situation, but yeah, don't necessarily know what to do. So thanks for sharing. So I always like to end on the same question with everyone that I sit down with. So, and it doesn't have to do with this situation necessarily, but in your life for you, what's been the best piece of advice that someone has shared with you?
That's intense. I would say that, you know, whether or not, I mean, obviously I go to church and I'm a disciple, Christian. So I definitely like to think of like, okay, what is the godly advice I've gotten? And one piece of godly advice that I've gotten, that's definitely helped is at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is you and your relationship, or you know, is your relationship with God. Like it's you and God. So no matter what you experience throughout the day or, you know, at the end of the day, it's you and God. So, you know, just doing things in life that is going to strengthen that relationship, because ultimately that's the most important thing. So, just really focusing on that helps me get through all of the things that I might encounter in life. For
sure. That's awesome. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for, you know, sharing your experience and your relationship, talking about your relationship with the Father. I know it's going to help a lot of people. And I'm sitting here taking notes too, because I have two young girls that I know that our relationship is going to change a lot over the years.
For sure. Yeah. I would encourage all the dads that, you know, take their daughters fishing and hiking. You know, they might hate it. I remember going on a lot of hikes with my dad as a kid, but now it's like one of my favorite things to do, and had it not been for my dad spurring me on or pushing me to do hikes even when I didn't want to as a kid, I probably wouldn't have that as a passion of mine now. So, you know, always take your child daughters around, they like it.
sweet. Well, yeah, what she said. And if you have any thoughts on the matter for those that are listening, you can follow the podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Sarah, thank you once again much for taking the time. All right.
For sure. All right.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.